Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers hosts Texas State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having us on. Obviously, a very exciting time of year for all football coaches. The start of the season, it brings a new energy and new enthusiasm to your program, and we're really excited about our opening game here against Texas State this Saturday. It's an opportunity for us to go out and measure continued improvement and progress in our program. I'm very excited about the young men that we have right now and the work that they put in training camp, and we can't wait to get started. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great, Keith.
I was wondering your relationship with Zach Kerr, maybe knowing what he likes and dislikes in situations like third downs or just his general philosophy. Is that something that you can harken back on and maybe use to your advantage in this type of game?
You know, to start, you know, Zach's a good coach. He was here on staff and had a lot of respect for Zach, and he got an opportunity to go be a coordinator and, wished him the best of luck, and he's done a really good job with their offense. I had a lot of opportunities to talk to offensive football with Zach during his time here and got a good feel for what he believed in and what he liked. But at the end of the day, it's about their players. And, that's really what this is. It's our players versus their players, and not necessarily what a coach, you know, likes or dislikes. It's about their players being able to execute. And he's done a good job of putting together a package and a system that fits the talent that they have and not necessarily, you know, what 3 years ago he believed in. You know, I'm sure he's grown and developed and has changed his thoughts and philosophies on a lot of things. And, I'm just looking forward for the opportunity for our players to go out and compete against their players. And I don't think there's any kind of an advantage at all just because he was here.
Now, speaking of their players, their quarterback, who they announced this week, seems like more of a dual threat, but he could throw the ball too. I think he completed a lot of passes, in limited action. What do you see in him?
Yeah, he is a good runner, very good runner. He's probably he's developed as a passer. The things I've read, it sounds like he's doing a really good job in the passing game for him now, but he definitely is a threat to run the football at any time, including third and long. He does do a good job of moving the pocket and doing some things out on the edge with his arm. But he's definitely going to be a tough one for us to contain, and we're going to have to do that to have success.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Hey, Chris. It would have been probably unheard of years ago for a true freshman to start an opener, but Rutgers and Minnesota and Nebraska are going to be starting true freshmen this week. I'm just wondering what gives. Why do you think freshmen are ready, especially at this point in the season, to be ready to go?
Well, I think everything is situational. Every program's different. Every quarterback's different. And I don't know that any coach that has labeled a freshman as a starting quarterback is going to sit here and tell you they're 100% sure the guy's ready to go. You know, at the time, he gives us the best, we feel, through training camp and spring ball, it gives us the best opportunity to go out and put points on the board. And only time will tell if he's truly ready to go. You know, what they do in practice and what they do on the game field on a Saturday are completely different. And I'll be able to tell you whether he's ready to go, when the game is over. But I do think freshmen are coming into college more prepared, especially at the quarterback position. I think there's a lot of quarterback coaches that work with quarterbacks year-round. These guys come in, and they've been doing a year-round football for a while. Fundamentally, they're a lot better off. They got to learn the schemes and terminology and reads and things like that. That's different. But I think these guys are just coming in, and they've worked year-round for several years now at the quarterback position. I think it's changed a little bit where more and more guys are able to go compete and have an opportunity to take over right away.
Would it be possible if guys weren't enrolling early, do you think?
I still think it'd be possible, but it would make it a lot more challenging and more difficult to do that. I when guys are graduating early and starting in January, they've got a whole other semester under their belt. They've got spring practice. They've got summer workouts and then fall training camp. You know, so they're really not freshmen, so to speak. you know, when they do that. So when you combine the early enrollment, you combine, you know, all the training that they're getting year round now at that position, you know, the game has changed. I mean, it really has. And that all those things combined, it has led to more young guys having an opportunity to compete, potentially play.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Josh Newman, Gannett NJ.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. How beneficial is it to have a redshirt senior, but not only a redshirt senior, but one who has started a bunch of games for you acting as your primary backup quarterback?
I think it's very comforting, and it's good insurance to have. We know what Gio can do. He's a leader. He's a player. He's won games in the Big Ten, and to have him as a backup quarterback, I feel really good about our unit overall. I've mentioned this before. I mean, one of the issues that we have had here at Rutgers in my first 2 years, just overall quarterback play in the unit itself. And I feel right now going into year three that unit is operating and performing the best that it has. Now they've got to go do it on game day, but to be able to, you know, start a very talented freshman and have a senior backup that's played in games, that is a lot more comforting than, you know, having nobody to back up and a guy that's never played before. So we're excited about it. We can't wait to see how it unfolds here on game day. But, and then we've got the third stringer, Jonathan Lewis, who's played in games too. So we've got three guys. You know, the starter has not, but he's talented, and two backups that have played in games already. So, you know, it is a different feel, and it gives a different comfort level as you go into the season.
And just to follow that up, obviously Gio's teammates voted him as a captain. Can you just speak to his maturity and why you believe that he will excel in that role as a captain?
Well, it starts with just him as a person, his characteristics. You know, he really fits our culture. It really fits, what we want in our players. He's very selfless. It's all about the team. It's not about him. He's worked really hard to try to become the starting quarterback. It didn't work out at this moment. There's still a lot, you know, long, long time to go before, you know, this thing is settled. We'll see how it plays out. But he is selfless. He's about the team. He is going to help others improve and be the best that they can be. And he's going to do that with Titkowski, and I'm excited to watch that, as well as continue to improve himself as a quarterback. So if his number gets called, he's ready to go. But he has done that this whole year. Once the season was over, he's really dedicated himself to being a leader on the football team and helping others be better themselves, and I don't think that's going to change.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Yep, thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care.